Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
And we're back live from Mobile World Congress. I'm Allison Klein. This is Chip Chat. And I'm joined by repeat guest Leanne Caetano, Director of Mobile Product Marketing for McAfee.
Welcome Hi, Allison. Back. Thank you. Glad to be back.
We talked a year ago, and your story about security in mobile has stayed with me. I've told people about this.
Oh, thanks.
The last year, you told me all about how people were not using passwords on their phones and how there were so many problems with that. And I know you've got a lot more to say. I know that you guys just published another report about mobile security, and Intel's been saying a lot in this space. So why don't you just tell me about what's going on at Mobile World Congress for McAfee?
Sure.
And what you've been talking about with people.
So Renee James had a great PR event yesterday where she announced the evolution of McAfee Mobile Security. It is now available for free. BK first announced it at CES that it was going to be free. We delivered on a product. It's now available on Google Play. It's already available on the Apple App Store for iOS. And so the idea is that both Intel and McAfee now one together as Intel Security Group, we believe that security is a right and not a privilege. In other words, it should be part of your digital experience, not a separate thing that you have to get or turn on. It should be like just an integrated part of what you're doing. Ubiquitous and integrated is a big message for us this year.
You know, I was thinking about that. I heard the announcement at CES, and it's amazing from last year at Mobile World Congress and talking about what you guys were doing and where we're at today. Amazing progress.
Yeah, we've come a long way in the last year. You know, last year we talked about the early days. People are still not aware. And that's still the case today. But with all of the news out there about the Target hacks and the Neiman Marcus hacks and even some Apple iOS hacks, that just last week their authentication was messed up. They had to fix that in a quick amount of time. But even with our mobile threat report today, we see things like 82% of apps collect your personal information. And what happens, and this is mostly on the Android, and the idea behind this is that apps, unlike on PCs, apps are the major threat vector for malware getting into your phone or hackers stealing your personal information, and they mostly do this through these permissions. As a Google developer, you can put up to 160 permissions in your app, and users would never know that they're taking your contacts, sending them out to a network, and they know where your location is, things like that.
Now, isn't it supposed to prompt you and ask if it can have all these permissions, or are some apps just taking permissions without the user even knowing that that's happening?
Well, on the Google Play Store, what happens is that when you download an app, it actually gives you a screenshot of all the permissions that it has. And oftentimes, people don't pay attention to it. Like, oh, it's free. Download, download, download. In other words, they're willing to give up some privacy in exchange for something for free, a game especially, is a big threat vector.
And so 82% of apps are tracking all this information. Do we know what they're doing with it?
Not right now, right? It's still early days, even for the hackers. So some are using it to actually send people ads, more targeted ads. Mm-hmm. And others, they may be putting in a server somewhere, they call a command and control server, and may use it at some different time. So right now, we haven't seen a lot. Others, what's happening mostly outside the U.S. is people are getting their personal bank information, and so they find out in their statement a few months later that someone's been siphoning from their account.
That's a little scary. So what is McAfee's strategy for addressing this? I think that you know, you talked about the solutions that you're delivering to market. How does this help?
So education is a big part of that. So we're working with Intel. We have an Intel security education group that does aggressive campaigns to teach people that they should take measures into their own hands, right? We can help, but users have to take responsibility, kind of like your credit score in the States. You have to monitor it, but you also have some tools to help you monitor. Same thing. So with McAfee, what we have is we have antivirus that will get rid of all malware. So if an app has a Trojan that's siphoning your personal data or allowing you to send premium SMS, which is a very common hack, we'll make sure that we flag that for you with antivirus. That's the basic, that's Andy in the game. We also have a set of privacy features. And the biggest one is we actually go deep into the app, inspect it for all, is it a bad developer? we have an app reputation database. And we also kind of give you a report on all the permissions. So even though you may have missed the permissions as you download the app, we keep that for you in a very easy to use interface. We have call and SMS filtering so you can block out fraud calls. You can actually lock your apps now. And then you can also do things like set up your phone or your tablet to have up to 3 user profiles. So if you're a parent, you want to hand it over to your kid real quick to play and watch a video, you can actually have a profile so that child only sees the apps that parent would like that child to see. And of course, we block bad websites and things like that.
When you think about where we're going with mobile, what do you think is the next step that consumers really need to be thinking about? You know, let's say that I've downloaded the right software, I'm doing the right things to protect my device. What do you think the next step is what's coming?
Well, I think we have some exciting things in the areas coming in the area of family safety. I think that we can actually offer parents even more ways and features to know where their kids are, understand if their kid is texting and driving, do a little bit more to understand what they're doing on their social networks. So we're definitely expanding to that area, as well as to biometrics. And, you know, the idea is that you can use your fingerprint, your voice, or your face print as a means of authenticating to your device, especially with things like bank transactions, right?
Right.
So we want to work with financial institutions to help them enable those types of activities.
That's very cool. And I guess, you know, people are moving more and more to engage in terms of, you know, transferring money, paying bills, et cetera.
Yeah.
I know I do it. I never think about the fact that I might be doing something insecure.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of the resources available online in terms of if somebody's listening and they want to find out more, is there a place that they can go?
Sure. You can go to McAfee Mobile Security. We have a few places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're part of Intel. It's very exciting. And I should mention, too, Intel has actually put security at the OS level now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually working more closely with Intel to innovate more than ever. But the website is McAfeeMobileSecurity.com. Or you can go to home.mcafee.com and select for the mobile app, and they can learn more about that.
So, Leanne, I know that you work with a lot of partners. You've been at Mobile World Congress. This is the second day of the conference. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been seeing in a broader industry trends that you think is interesting, and how does that play within
Sure.
the security realm?
So, what we're seeing, obviously, is that there's a shift from PCs to mobile devices. People's face time and attention is more on mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And what the problem with that is that people still think of it as not, they don't think of the that being able to be hacked. And anything with an IP address can be hacked or something like that. So what we see is that in every household that has multi-device, we're seeing that people would like to have one single interface, one single program to do secure all of their devices, even wearables at some point. So we would like to make sure that we have a strategy to manage this ongoing, not just with PC, tablets, and smartphones, but beyond anything with an IP address, maybe a refrigerator, for example.
Interesting. And have you seen anything at Mobile World Congress that says that people are actually thinking about that beyond folks who specifically focus on security?
I've mostly come from the security background, so I haven't seen anything specific to that, but we're very excited about the things that we have coming this year. And it's very much in line with what we're seeing with our research, so we know that over 60% of households have up to 3 devices in their home, and 2 of those are often mobile devices, and we expect that to evolve to wearables in the future.
You know, and I know that this stuff that you're talking about, it is not far-fetched. I actually read recently that someone got hacked through their smart refrigerator. And and I thought, what the heck? I mean,
yeah.
what is
well, why
on the...
would someone want to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's so valuable about the information in the refrigerator?
I guess it's just a matter of if they can, they will, right? And so that's something to keep in mind. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I learn every time we do this, so hopefully we can do it more quickly than next year's Mobile World Congress.
Yeah, I would love that. I appreciate it.
If folks want to contact you or find out more about McAfee, do you send them to the website? Is there anywhere else that they should go for more information?
I think the website's the best place to go. We also have a new website with Intel called IntelSecurityGroup.com. That's another way they can actually go there and download these apps for free and learn about not just what we're doing on the consumer side, but also for telco and enterprises far beyond the consumer.
Well, Leanne, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know that you guys are so busy with delivery products and all of the exciting things that's happening in the mobile space. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.